Okay.
Chair, if I just may add, with a lot of words getting thrown around the table, like this word culturally appropriate, culturally sensitive. I mean, if we're looking at the cultural appreciation project through the QPS, it talks about cultural competency. And I know the government's new jargon is cultural integrity. So we've gone from appropriate and sensitive to integrity, nothing in between. Can we try and, I say within the report, talk about competency, because competency can be measured. There's a whole set of key performance indicators which you have to achieve to reach that competency. And Uncle, just reflecting back from your country, is about that competency is about protocol. Martin, when we talked about business and sorry business, what is the protocol? It has to be put into a competency rather than this airy-fairy appropriateness and sensitivity, because basically appropriateness and sensitivity means nothing, because we don't get anything done in the end. So all I just right. wanted to put that on the table, Chair.
Sure, sure. Okay, I want to move on to another topic. Something that's come up in the consultation and something that we at the CMC would like comments on are sort of practical ways of doing it. One issue is local community safety plans that involve the whole community in looking at what the community wants in the way of policing, what the police are able to give in the way of policing, so that there's a sort of a joining together of the two aspects of it. This was raised to some extent in the submission to us by the Legal Aid Queensland, and I understand that such plans exist in other jurisdictions, and I'd like to explore the potential of local community safety plans to meet community and police needs. I understand that a number of reports have previously recommended that similar mechanisms. I don't know why it is they haven't happened or what would be needed to make it successful. I understand that Professor Kaneen referred to a similar initiative at Arakoon. Again, if I can ask Gary and or Andrew, do you know whether that there was such an initiative at Arakoon for a local community safety plan? And if so, what happened with it?
I don't have any recollection in relation to a community safety plan. There was a local justice agreement that we started some work on a number of years ago with Cape York Partnerships, the gentleman Rene Morris Herman, and it was put back to the community at draft stage into some extensive consultation with community justice groups and looking at how the, and I think if I can remember rightly, I would say it wasn't totally initiative of the council, but it was looking at the way the whole of you know, say government approach or agency approach to working with, and some of the protocols that had come up at the time were child protection saying we can't give you that information because and all of this, so how we might get a whole of a government approach to working together to deal with some of these problems, so that the community police and justice groups all standing side by side. The report was delivered, and I'm not sure of the dates. A draft report was delivered, I know, to the community, but I think it comes back to the resourcing priorities. I know it was about the time the welfare reform agenda started to kick in, and a lot of resources went towards that. The report is certainly there in draft form, and I'm sure would be available to you to if you were to approach Margaret. The Institute would have copies of the report and the community would have copies of the report. So the community justice group, the council and your partnerships may authorise its release. And I can't, as I say, comment any further than this. I'm not aware of where it went.